2 months ago, I set out to make a sketch. The theme was simple. The elephant in the room. All manner of possibilities lay before me. And yet, somehow, no matter what I scrapped together, it was missing one key ingredient.
Okay, how about this? Think the Python parrot sketch, but we've got an elephant living in suburban Sydney.
So there's three guys, they seem like security people, and they're arguing about conspiracy theories, because one guy pays
the elephant mariachi band.
This goes on for a little bit,
they can't get gigs, because
roommates
get tired of it.
The story I found online is
a homeowners association,
so you know,
they
didn't hire
a bunch of builders to pose as hitmen as well,
like
it's up to be.
You intimidated another
one. Punchline,
can we talk about the elephant in the room?
A key ingredient.
That's just not funny.
Clearly, something had gone wrong. I set out to study what that was. I began by phoning our producer.
What do you mean that it's a problem that it took 4 hours to explain the joke? Good comedy takes time.
Considering the uselessness of their advice, I decided that I had to narrow down the problem to something that I could tackle. After much investigation and study, I was left with two possibilities. Either elephants weren't funny, or I wasn't. I decided that the problem was likely my relationship with elephants, so I began by asking the help of the only self-proclaimed relationship expert that I know, my teenage sister.
So, have you been on a date?
No, not really. Mostly I just sit around pressing elephant sounds on a keypad. Sometimes I think they don't even know about me.
Sounds pretty dumb.
This was thoroughly unhelpful. Not only did becoming romantically involved with an elephant sound logistically and emotionally challenging, it was also illegal, and still entirely not funny. It was time to get right to the heart of the issue. I had to sit down and discuss with the potential culprit. If I taught Agatha Christie anything, it's that a good interrogation gets the best results. And so, I arranged a meeting with my nearest elephant.
Alright, thanks for sitting down with me today, Gerald. So, tell me, you would describe yourself as, an elephant? Interesting, interesting. And would you say that this particular position lends you an expertise in humor? Ah, as I thought.
Try as I might, pressing buttons on my elephant soundboard was getting me nowhere, but it did make me realize one thing. I laughed at none of the sound effects. This was excellent news. Clearly, the problem was that elephants are perhaps the most boring creatures known to man. So boring, in fact, that their coloration is gray, a symbolic gesture from the heavens to signify that they are bland, and as if in some great cosmic joke to remind you just how boring they are, after the release of Dumbo in 1941, elephants everywhere forgot how to fly, as a permanent reminder of just how useless they are. And with that, I was saved. I knew, as a matter of fact, that it was not I that was the problem, it was elephants. My inevitable career trajectory to be the next white male employed by Australian television to sit behind a talk show desk was preserved. But then something struck me. If I truly was as great as I tell myself I am, why could I not carry a creature as uninteresting as the elephant to comedic gold? I began pondering this question as I listened through tapes of my previous attempts.
But you can't just give up on looking for work and expect us to.
As I sat here, listening to myself do minute variations on the same horrifically fake British accent, I finally remembered something critical. I was late for work that day, but my boss hadn't called me. I hopped on my bike and set out in a panicked rush. There was every chance that I'd been foiled. In my preoccupation with elephants, I'd missed them taking over every aspect of my life. 2 months of focus had all led to this moment. They'd been distracting me all along as they took over the very essence of my identity. And as I arrived at work, I discovered that this was completely correct.